Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning. Friday, December the 8th, 2023, 21 minutes past the hour. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Marla Gibbs, joined in studio this morning by Matt Morgan. And Pastor Craig will be along later on this morning at 11:15 a.m. And also Study His Word will be on today at 1:15. We've got top 10 lists today from Bob Welsh. Tonight we've got the big Friday Night Live program with Carrington and Matt and Sean and myself. That should be a lot of fun. All kinds of stuff going on here in the holiday time, Matt.
I think there always is a bunch of stuff going on during the holidays.
But you know what? What's interesting? People have started to say Merry Christmas when they see you in public. And we really are still quite a ways away from Christmas.
What do you mean by in public?
Well, like when you see them, they'll say Merry Christmas as if they're not going to see you in the next 22 days.
I haven't had anybody but, like, customers tell me Merry Christmas.
I guess it's not 22 anymore. How many days we got here? We got 13? What is it? Today's the 8th.
So 17.
We got 17. 17 days. You're not going to see somebody in the next 17 days?
Maybe.
No, I'll see them. If I don't see the person in the next 17 days, then they don't need to tell me Merry Christmas anyway. We're not that close.
Fair enough.
There you go. I mean, we've still got three shows before Christmas. We've got tonight's program, next week's program, and the program after that.
That's good. I haven't gotten anybody anything for Christmas yet.
Well, I think a lot of people are behind this year because it was a long Christmas season and a lot of stuff hindering that. But we do have two big events going on in the next 7 days. Fill people in. One tomorrow.
So on the 9th, we will have, in the Village of Caledonia in the town center, there's going to be a tree lighting ceremony. At the ceremony, Scott will be there reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." I will be there singing, as well as Carrington. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be there. It's sure to be good. I wouldn't want to miss it.
Tomorrow night, 6:15 p.m.
And then on the 14th, there's the fruitcake toss.
Fruitcake toss. Now, there's so much stuff going on that
night. Are we at 50 yet?
I don't think we're at 50, but boy, we're close. The fruitcake toss entrance at this point, we've got Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed Pickett, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a representative from the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Rebecca Morgan, Fred Malone, Sean, and Lieutenant Brown.
I mean, we got a solid list of people there.
That is a big, big list.
45 minutes, less than a minute per throw.
Well, and then the other things going on that night, they'll be singing with you and Carrington, leading carols in the parking lot.
Jack Kellogg will be inducted into the Upper Crust Society.
Upper Crust Society. I saw the plaque this week that Bob did. It's going to be great. And we've also got the Buckeyes for people.
Well, what more could you ask for?
And again, we don't know if there'll be hot chocolate, because apparently I volunteered somebody inappropriately, so we really don't know if there will be hot chocolate or not. I can't say that there will. I can't say that there won't. But I took responsibility and said that this was my error. You know, I made a grievous error here in volunteering somebody to get hot chocolate. Now, I don't know why that was such a big deal, but whatever. Don't you want volunteer people who you think can get the job done?
So you think it should be like... You think it should be like a compliment then?
Yes, I think it was a compliment, don't you?
You know she's going to bring him?
Well, I don't know if she'll bring it or not, but I thought that if I could go to somebody and say, hey, you get the hot chocolate, I thought she could swing that.
I mean, I'm sure she could. I think it's more of the fact that she feels that you just kind of said, hey, you're getting some hot chocolate, right?
Yeah, but is that really a bad thing? I mean, you're not getting hot chocolate for me. If it was, like, for me, I could see where you have a case, but that's not really what I did.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not her, but...
Now, why does it have to be for me? You're doing it for this nearly group of 50 people who will be out in the cold. I mean, I don't think your mom is making the Buckeyes for me. You know, I don't understand this correlation. I don't think Bob Welsh made the plaque for me. Just because I'm hosting the event doesn't mean these things are for me. I probably would not even drink hot chocolate. I'm not a hot chocolate type of guy.
I mean, yeah, but you had to be the one to ask.
Well, I didn't ask, which was apparently the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In any event, this is coming up on December the 14th. If you'd like to enter somebody, we're going to take entrance right up through the 12th, 740-383-9944. We are in the studio today, 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything else to say in regard to the big fruitcake toss. So we've got Christmas in the Village tomorrow. Tomorrow. 6:15, we've got the fruitcake toss coming up on the... 14th. Oh, went through McDonald's this morning. They're passing out literature again.
Nice.
Now, did you see this? This is good literature, by the way.
Good.
Any size soft drink, cold coffee, or hot coffee, $1 each, only on the app.
Marketing scheme for the app.
Well, it's back to a dollar, where it used to be last year.
I remember that.
Yeah. And also, 20% off on orders of $2 or more, only on the app.
You know, those are all right.
I guess you can't use these in tandem, but they are there. Now, they put a little Christmas... Now, this is the important thing right here. It's got a snowman on it. December 12th and 19th, 4 to 7 p.m., every child leaves with a surprise. McFamily Fun Night! When's the 12th? Today's the 8th. Tuesday. Well, I might have to go over to this event. Mick Family Fun Night. Every child leaves. Do you think this is going to be this is one of their marketing schemes again? There'll be another gift card?
Yeah, probably.
Well, but here's the big thing. At Mick Family Fun Night. No. Excuse me. I don't want to jump the gun here. They've got other events going on. Now get ready for this. This is beautiful. Breakfast with Santa. McDonald's, they're going right in, all in on Santa this year. Breakfast with Santa, December 9th, well, that's tomorrow, and the 23rd, 8 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Too bad for them, nobody's going to be there. They're all going to be in Caledonia.
Well, it's in the morning.
Oh.
8 a.m. till 11 a.m. tomorrow, and they're going to do it on the 9th and the 23rd.
Well, they might have some people there then.
Breakfast with Santa. It looks like pancakes. So, see, but I don't understand. Do you get free breakfast, or do you have to buy your own breakfast to eat with Santa?
No, you probably got to buy it. It's McDonald's.
But now here's the big one. Now, this is taking place on December 16th and December 30th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch with a famous artist. Now, here's whose pictures are on this. Are you ready for this? The Hamburglar, Birdie, and Grimace. No Ronald McDonald here. Is he still thrown out into left field?
Unfortunately, I think so. I think they're just kind of barely using him.
You don't think he could be one of the people?
Oh, I think he should most definitely.
How can you eat with these people, Grimace? Does he even talk?
I don't think so.
Aye, aye, aye. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did you know that Cervex is out of business?
You know, they went out a while ago, didn't they?
I guess they did, but I don't know. I'm not sure when they went out. I was just trying to get a hold of them yesterday, and I called somebody that is in that center, and they said that they went out of business.
Yeah, I think they went out a while ago because I remember not too long after Charlie died, Charlie Sins, I think that they had pretty well decided that that was it.
I guess you sold Legacy Crossing out there. You know, they was into that and stuff like that. And he moved to the brothers that was left moved to Florida to retire.
Yeah, I think, I think toward the end they probably were not getting much business at all with all the electronic stores in town. I think probably making most of their money off real estate.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, electronic store wasn't doing nothing, but...
No.
They always kept it open.
Yeah, but I'd say it's probably... I think it closed down before the pandemic. I'm almost positive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was sometime in that time period.
Well, I hope he has a good retirement. It just, you know, has been a staple for Marion for years.
Yeah, I think with his brother dying unexpectedly, and I think with his father dying, and then his mother has died now, I think, you know, it was a family business, and not much of the family left, unfortunately.
Right.
So just one of those things.
I guess he enjoys weather down there better than here, so...
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that if they did keep the real estate, they're still collecting on that. So, you know, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay,
thanks.
Wanted to let you know. Bye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I should also mention that we are doing Christmas cards here at the station. You can send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. Of course, that's Marion, Ohio, 43302. WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you send us a card and put your return address in there, we will send you a card back. We got our first card yesterday. It's a nice blue card. It says Happy Holidays on the front with a nice white dog with a green and red ribbon around his neck. And on the inside, it says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Wishing you a merry and bright holiday. Love and blessings from Trish. And she also sent a little crocheted stocking. So, Trish, thank you for the card. We will hang that in the studio, and we will get a card back out to you.
I like that crocheted, you know, stocking.
It's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do we think Ronald McDonald's been blackballed
when
it comes
so.
To these dinner with an artist?
I mean, it seems to me that the last thing he was in was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but other than that, it doesn't seem like he's really been doing that much.
Seems like there's quite a lot of marketing schemes going on at McDonald's. Breakfast with Santa, lunch with a famous artist, Mick Family Fun Night. I mean, they're doing stuff there all the time.
I mean, also, supposedly, I had heard that they're opening up a new, like, a test franchise of stores called Cosmic.
See, I don't even know. What was that supposed to be, Cosmic?
You see, I'm not sure. I was looking it up, doing some looking on the internet, and it said that they're supposed to have, like, I don't know, weird drinks, but, like, customizable drinks, and they have, like, I don't know, spicy chicken. No, I don't really know. They have food, they have drinks, but it's all, like, you know, custom kind of thing, but it seems to be, I guess, trendier.
Is McDonald's not in the trendy category any longer?
I don't think so. I think McDonald's has been the same since just about forever.
But isn't it still the number one fast food retailer in the world? I'm sure it is.
I'm not sure. I would say so, though.
I would think it would have to be. Now, we will have top 10 lists tonight and this morning as well. We've got two good top 10 lists today. So all kinds of stuff to talk about. Now, one of the things coming up on Monday, December the 11th, is the big pay raise vote here in Marion. We've talked about that here on the morning show somewhat, but I don't know. They want to raise the mayor's salary to $110,000, the law director's salary, the auditor's salary. The vote will come down on Monday. How do you think it's going to shake out?
You know, I'm not too sure. I think it's probably going to be a close vote.
And will the mayor veto it if it does pass?
I mean, obviously, I can't say for sure, but I mean, I think if he wasn't thinking about vetoing it, he probably would have mentioned so when you asked. But instead, he, you know,
Yeah, but at that point, he'll be down to 20 days left in office. Does he want to get that all stirred up with 20 days left to go?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, he, like, you're right, I guess he has 20 days, but I still, like, I still think that he probably has some obligation to do what he thinks that should be done. I don't think he should just not, because if he wants to veto it, there's no reason for him to be like, eh, I'll be out of here soon, there ain't no reason. I think he should just, if he wanted to do it, he should do it.
Well, then the question is, would they try to overturn his veto?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they would try. I don't know that they would do it.
I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting time, and I think it's interesting that it's coming down here to the final 20 days of the mayor's term and the final 20 days of council's term, because almost a whole new council will be coming in on January the 1st, five people who've never been on city council before.
Isn't the president also new?
President will be new, yep.
It'll be an interesting time in the, you know, in City Hall.
New mayor?
Well, I mean, I hope they can learn fast.
You know what the thing is? Everybody thinks they've got all the answers, and that I don't know if anybody does have all the answers.
Well, I don't think everybody has all the answers, but I mean.
No, but I think when somebody is going into a new job, they think, I know how to fix this. I'll go in there and I'll do this and I'll straighten it out.
I agree, but I think most of the time when they actually get there, they don't even, like, get to work before they're like, oh, well, there's some things that are in the way of that.
Well, because I don't believe people intentionally screw things up. So for somebody to come in and say, I'm going to fix that, I don't know. Plus, things in government take a lot of time to fix.
I mean, usually problems are caused by fixing other problems. It's just you fix one thing and it opens up another.
Just seems to me like there's a possible mess coming up here.
Oh, no, for sure.
But everybody, you got to be optimistic, but at some point you also have to be based in reality.
Based in reality.
Well, I think you do. I think we all want to be cheerleaders and we all want to say positive things all the time, but also at some point we've got to look and say, well, you know, it's funny how people want to be positive about certain things but negative about other things. I'm never really sure about that. I mean, I think that's life. You've got to be positive and negative. Positive about this, negative about that. But you can't say be positive about everything and then criticize something else.
I mean, I think so. I mean, but I also don't know anybody who says that you should be positive about everything.
Oh, there are, you know, let's be positive.
I think there are definitely things that you should probably have a negative outlook on.
You know what I always wonder? When you say something negative and then somebody calls you on it, because you've already said it, so to call somebody on it, you're bringing more attention to it. I never understand that. Like, if you said something negative right now, cat's out of the bag, can't put it back in the bag, and if I bring it up to tell you that you said something negative, now we're talking about it. We're making it a much bigger thing than it originally was.
I don't understand the purpose of bringing up something that somebody had said other than, well, I mean, I guess if you're, like, going to quote them, that's fine. But, like, in the situation you described, I don't see I don't see what the point would be in bringing it up again.
I think it just calls attention to it again.
Yeah, I said it. I know I said it. I'm the one who said it.
Well, that's it. But I think people are calling attention because they don't like that you said it or they don't like that you did it. But by calling attention, now you're bringing attention to it again.
Oh, so kind of like the Jason Aldean song?
Well, yeah. I mean, he did it. It was what it was. But then to continue to talk about it just made it more popular. So why complain? It is what it is. And I don't know why calling attention. I think we do it more in smaller groups, though. Like if I say, I don't like this person, and somebody says, well, I don't think you should say you don't like that person. Well, now we're talking about it again.
I don't know. I think you might need some new friends.
Because you don't like one person?
No.
I don't think that person's necessarily your friend.
Like, Why do people argue with you on whether or not you should like somebody?
Oh, because I think certain people think, particularly when it comes to radio or newspapers or any kind of media, that you should not say negative things about people in the public. But, see, my philosophy on that is, I don't think you can be dishonest.
I mean, if it's the truth, it's the truth.
Well, but
I guess
a lot of that's subjective.
Well, if it's subjective, then I don't know.
I think you just say it. And if somebody doesn't like it, I'm sorry that you don't like it, but I don't know why we have to have a big to-do about it.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's... I don't know. It's kind of like how people just... it's kind of like when people argue about how people... Or not argue, but I guess it's kind of how people... like, when they complain that people complain all the time.
Well, they're just bringing it up again. Well, this comes to a bigger topic. You know, can somebody's personality make them an ugly person?
I think that somebody's personality is the thing that would mostly shape them into an ugly person.
Well, a lot of people feel people are ugly just to begin with, that their whole demeanor, their whole ambiance is negative. You know, they come in looking angry.
I mean, that's true for some people. I've definitely met people who just, you know, they just don't seem happy.
Well, like I said before, I've known a lot of people who I thought were very good-intentioned people, but then something will happen, and I'll say, whoa, what was that? That doesn't jive with what I normally recognize. And then I think, well, they're a negative person, and I think this happens an awful lot at the holidays because people are stressed. This is one of the times of the year where people are the angriest.
I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff that people feel like they have to do.
Well, it's interesting because we saw an incident the other day in public.
Yeah.
And a lady was just upset about an attitude that another lady had. And she made it a point in public to go over and tell her that she did not like her attitude. And did it for about 2 minutes as she was going out the door.
I mean, it makes sense. I don't think you necessarily want somebody, I don't know the proper term, so I guess just talking down to you.
Well, see, yeah, I guess, but I think people if somebody says something, if you have a good relationship with somebody, and they're continuously saying nice things to you, and you never have an argument, and then one day they come in and they say something awful to you, you know, don't you think, well, boy, that's out of character?
I mean, it depends on how awful, I guess. You could always just assume that they're having a bad day.
Let's say not one bad thing. Let's say over a 6-month period, several bad things. And you never saw that side of them prior to that.
I mean, you could, I don't know, you could always, I guess you would have to make the assumption at that point that there's either something going on with them as of that moment, or that's just who they are and they were lying to begin with.
I think it's probably B. I think it's probably column B. Because I think you can pretend to be a nice person. I don't think you pretend to be an angry person. I think you can hold back your angry, pretending to be a nice person. But I don't think you can... I think eventually it comes back. I don't think eventually angry people all of a sudden become very nice people.
Well, I mean, it's happened.
I don't know. Some kind of life-changing experience, I would think.
I had heard this story where there was this person at a gas station. And now this person at a gas station was, like, yelling at the gas station attendant. But then when they went to talk to the manager, it was all, yeah, I know it's not your fault, but, like, you just gotta understand my perspective. So, like, she went from screaming at the gas station attendant to being like...
But don't you think that was phony? She knew here comes the.
Yeah, but like they, but she went from angry person to nice person.
Well, but I think people do that. I agree with you on that. I think people who are generally angry can fake it. That's easy to do. But I don't think somebody who is really a nice person fakes being angry. That would be counterintuitive.
No, I don't know. You could always fake being angry.
Now, why would you want to fake being angry?
I don't know. I mean, people do it all. I don't know about angry, but, like, people joke about feeling offended all the time.
Well, but that's more of a sarcasm type of. I'm talking about if a person is saying nasty things to you, I don't think you go in with that and then try to nice it up.
Well, I don't know. I bully my friends.
But your friend, see, you're saying friend. At some point, they had to like you.
Yeah, but, like, in the situation you described them as your friend.
I think you're thinking what I'm talking about is like a common. First of all, your friends have to like you for some reason.
Yeah.
So whatever that is, they like you. They probably know from the start that you have a tendency to say whatever you're going to say. But if you have 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years with somebody and they're just completely nice.
So just like multiple years of complete niceness.
Yeah.
And then one day they just start hating on you.
Yeah, the show. Well, they just get a little nastier. All of a sudden their attitude changes a little bit. And then it just progressively gets worse and worse and worse. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, are you thinking maybes for the fruitcake toss are always like definitive, affirmative yeses?
Well, what's the circumstance of the maybe?
They don't know if they can get out of work.
Okay, well, who would that be?
Bob Smith, our best washer.
Oh, no, is he working that night?
Yeah, but he might be able to rearrange a schedule to where he can get off by like an hour to come down and do.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll put Bob down, that way if he's able to get over there, we'll have a spot for him.
That sounds good.
Sounds good, thanks.
Thank you, Scrooge Fear.
No problem, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, I try to start out with people with kind of a sarcastic attitude. I don't try to start with a show, because I think that would be problematic. If I was just completely nice with them all the time, and then all of a sudden you got sarcastic, they would say, well, that was, what was that all about?
I agree. Like I say all the time, honesty is the best policy. I think if you're going to have to introduce yourself to somebody, there's no point to be fake.
Well, sometimes do people just get old? Not necessarily by something they do, but you're with them for a while.
Like, people can get boring.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed that. There's somebody who, well, I don't want to get particulars of this, but who, when I first met them, I thought they were great. I thought, wow, this is really a great person. What a cool person. And then nothing they really did. I mean, it's nothing that they did. But over time, they just became, you know, you'd heard all their stories. And they'd done their things, and they just became a little more. I think they probably became comfortable with me. I became comfortable with them, and then it just was not as entertaining. I would still call them a friend, but it's not what it once was.
I mean, yeah, because like variety is the spice of life. Like that's a saying, I do believe. So like, once you talk to somebody for so long, there's not much variety there. You know what to expect out of that person. And they know what to expect out of you. The converse, like, you, at some point, if you're friends for long enough and talk often enough, you're bound to run out of conversation. Nobody has endless amounts of interesting stories.
And I think that's where people tend to the naive side of life. You know, when somebody new comes in, there's always an infusion of happiness. Now, that can last for quite a while, but eventually, that will run out.
At some point, when you know almost all the things there are to know about that person, there's nothing new to find, you're going to be like, wow.
Or they can just buy you.
Yeah, or that can
they happen. Can just buy you. I think all people should get shirts that say, I was bought and paid for by such and such.
I like that idea.
I think we would know more about people if we did that. But that's the way it goes. Do you like this behind me, this whole little fireplace Christmas tree setup we got going on the television over here?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I was looking at it during the break, and I was like, man, look at that.
It's very homey, isn't it?
It is.
I think it is.
Very nice.
So we got the fruitcake toss coming up. We got Christmas in the Village tomorrow. We've got the Christmas card swap going on here. We got a top 10 list coming up later on this morning. We got a lot of stuff on the agenda here. You know, this is always an interesting topic. I don't know that we've spent a whole lot of time on this one, but last week the topic was, is there a certain point where you should get out of a business? Well, Brenda Lee, singer of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, for the first time has now hit number one on the Billboard charts at age, she'll be 79 on December the 11th. Monday. Is that Monday? I think so. Monday. She'll be 79, 65 years after the song was released. She's finally number one. So there you go.
I mean, good for her. I mean, I don't know. I was going to say she deserves it, but I don't know how true that is. I mean, I'm sure there's 100 versions of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
But her version, I think, is the definitive version. I mean, it's the original version.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it as good, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of Christmas music. It's the same music, year in, year out.
But we only play it for a month.
That's what you think. Starts in October, ends in January.
No, it didn't start in October.
I'm calling lies.
Now, where did it start in October?
If it didn't start in October, it at least started mid-November, if it didn't start.
Maybe mid-November, but it's a month and a half then.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people who put on Christmas music, right after Thanksgiving.
Well, that's
Thanksgiving.
People can put on Christmas music in June if they want to.
No. No good. There's no variety. It's this, they don't make new Christmas songs, and if they do, you never hear them, because
I mean, as much as people complain about the Mariah Carey thing, that's been within the last 20 years.
You just hear the same Christmas song.
This Christmas, I don't think that's an old one.
Who's that?
Now, some of them are standards, but I don't think that all of them are standards.
I think that if you listen to a radio station that's playing Christmas music, you're going to hear Frosty the Snowman, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock, that kind of stuff.
But there are a lot of them now.
A lot of what?
Songs. If you look at the Christmas repertoire, there's a lot of songs.
I mean, I wouldn't know it, but like I said, the ones you hear often, you hear often. It's the same songs.
Well, but there are there are probably hundreds of them at this point. It would take you a long time to sit down and listen to them all.
Okay, but doesn't mean you should sit down and listen to all the same.
Like that Beatles one. You don't hear that one very often. Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. You don't hear that a whole lot, but it's there.
Yeah, because everybody's too busy listening to Frosty the Snowman and Jingle Bells.
You don't have to listen to Frosty the Snowman.
If it's on the radio, I do, yeah. What am I going to do, call in and tell them to change it?
Well, just skip it.
Just skip it on the radio?
There's a seek button on that radio.
Just go to a different station.
That's why you do that, yeah. Just seek to a different station. They'll have something different on. Don't listen to Christmas music, then.
I try to avoid it. I don't know, this year, though, I've kind of found some... I had to find some Christmas music that's not usually listened to.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, there's this guy over, it's off Brook Park. You turn on Brook Park over there, and he has all those wooden Christmas, wooden displays in the yard.
Oh, yeah, all the characters.
Yeah, I went by yesterday, it was light, and he had a sign up. I don't know if I'm getting this right. He's collecting stuff for animals. I think especially for dogs, food and stuff. And I believe it said 6 to 8. I think it said December the 8th. And I don't know if it was the 9th or not. So I thought if anybody wanted to, donate anything. It might have had some cat items. He had a list of stuff. And I didn't pay that much attention to it. And I thought if somebody, wanted to donate anything to, I imagine it was cats too. But it said dogs.
Now, I know where you're talking. Do you know what road that is over in Brook Park? Most people in Marion, I think, know where this place is.
Well, now let me see. If you're going east, sometimes you cut down there by Kentucky Fried Chicken and go down through that way, and then you hit the, what road is that? Is that Richmond Road? Down around Yorkshire. You turn right before Yorkshire. It's got Brook Park. It's got a sign, and you just turn right, because I think that's where Vanderbilt lived, down Brook Park. And you turn right, and then you just go down that road, and then he's like at the end, and you can circle. And then there's other roads you can go down, you know, too. But I think it's just called Brook Park Road. I think he's on the original Brook Park Road. And he's got, you know, he's got a lot of them. I don't know if he's got any more to put up or if that's it. And but he had this sign up, and he's never, I don't think, had that before.
And so he's going to be collecting pet items, possibly tonight, from, did you say 6 to 8?
I believe the sign said 6 to 8, and I don't know if it was just today or not. And then clear over to the left, he's got a baby in like a, I don't know if it's meant to be baby Jesus, just like, a, I'm not going to say a box, but a bed-like. And I imagine, I didn't see, one time a few years ago, a guy at his display, he was taking stuff up for, he had a container for service guys, you know, like soap or toothpaste and stuff. But I didn't see where he had anything set out yet. But I imagine you could, because it's the very end of his display, as you are completely past it, you could probably put items, you know, in a bag there by that little, I imagine it's baby Jesus is what it's meant to be.
Well, hopefully,
and I thought if a lot of your listeners want to go, because I went yesterday and it was daylight, but when you go at night, it's really, you know, neat. And
a lot of houses
out
there.
I'm pretty sure it was the 8th. I know it was. And I don't know about the 9th. And I believe it was 6 to 8. But I imagine he don't care, you know, during the holidays, anytime he would bring something. But he had a whole list of stuff. But he said something about dogs. And I didn't pay any attention if it said anything about cats, you know. I think maybe detergent, you know, they want a lot of different cleaning stuff and things.
Well, that's good. We hope it turns out okay. Hey, thanks for the information.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, that's kind of become a tradition, that house out in Brook Park.
We used to drive around and look at Christmas lights when I was younger.
Now, have you ever been to that house where they have all the cutouts?
I believe so. I think I know what she's talking about.
Disney cutouts and Grinch cutouts,
yeah,
and things,
yeah,
like that. It's a very, it's a destination point. Now, apparently this year collecting for animals, so if you want to go out today and see what he's collecting for or they're collecting for, do that. And go back tonight, hopefully 6 to 8, and help them out.
Good.
There's a lot of very nice houses decorated in Brook Park in general. So while you're out there going to that house, you can go to the other ones as well.
Make it a thing.
Well, that's a fun thing to do, you know, to get the hot chocolate and go around and look at the lights in town. You know the neighborhoods to go into that are the ones that people pay attention to. Decorate the most.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't, but I could ask my mom. She'd tell me, for
sure.
Well,
there's a lot. Brook Park would be one. The Boulevard is decorated very nicely this year. When I was going down the Boulevard the other night when we left here, boy, there are some houses that are really well done this year on the Boulevard.
Right up there?
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't pay attention, but it's also not dark, so.
When we left here that night, it was.
When we leave, I didn't leave down the Boulevard. Next time, I do believe I'm going home when I get off at the radio station tonight. So, yeah, I'll see him.
And
see him.
Downtown is very nice. Got the big tree down there, and Founders Park is all decorated up.
Isn't this the first? I mean, I don't know if this is the first time they've done it, but this is the first time they've done it in a while, I think. I don't think they've set up anything in Founders Park for a minute. Have they?
You know, I don't know if they... I think they had a tree there last year.
Really?
Yeah, I think they did.
Well, nice.
Yeah, so it's nice. We're seeing some decorations. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. To put a pin in this subject, though, good for Brenda Lee?
Oh, absolutely.
Number one after 65 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
And she did release a new video with it this year, which I think is probably what helped push it along. She used some country music artist, famous ones, in the video with her singing the song. So I think that's probably very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have, I mean, more famous people is always better than less. They're kind of going to gain boosts from each other's fan base.
Right, and I think the song is already a standard. It does very well. I mean, it's been number two prior to this on the Billboard 100, so why not get up to number one?
Right. I mean, if she's been sitting at number two for this long, right, she almost does deserve it then.
Well, I think so, and I think this is a good example of better late than never. Only took 65 years to get there, but she eventually got there.
I mean, yeah, 65 years is better than never, so.
Hard work pays off.
Absolutely.
So our opinion of Monday night is what? What's going to happen with the big pay raise vote on Monday night? Now, that's going to be an event that people are going to care about.
As for the pay raise on Monday, I think that it'll be. I'm not sure whether it'll go through or not. I think it'll be a closer vote than. I don't know. I don't know about close. I think it'll be close though. But I think that if it does pass, there's a fair chance it'll get vetoed.
Recreational marijuana became legal yesterday. Abortion became legal yesterday in Ohio. Some changes to the recreational marijuana idea. I don't know. It didn't seem to be a big thing yesterday.
I know a lot of people who were upset that they were changing the recreational marijuana laws.
Well, they didn't change a whole lot.
I mean, I'm not sure what they changed, but they just got upset because they were like, that's not the set of rules we voted on. We voted on a different set of rules.
Well, it wasn't a constitutional amendment, so they can change it around. So that's one of those things, I guess.
I didn't think too much about it. I even know people who got were having a discussion because they were going to throw it to the counties or the, you know, local municipalities.
Well, obviously that did not happen, but what is going to happen is we're going to come back with much more in just about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
And so he didn't care about it, and so I had to put my tail between my legs. Now, the great thing.